now more than ever, people need to go within and plug into that cellular memory, plug into divine source, detach as much as possible from the matrix. Hello again, everybody. This is James Bartley, and you're watching and listening to the Cosmic Switchboard Show. Today, my very special guest is Mark Gray from Freedom UFOs TV and also Dimensions TV. Mark is a veteran podcaster who's been under a lot of duress, like a lot of us have. So many of us are down to our last strikes since on certain unmentionable platforms. So, we've got a lot of information to share. I'm sure Mark's got a lot of information to share. So without any further ado, Mark, welcome to the Cosmic Switchboard Show.
Well, thanks for hosting me today. It's been a while since we've seen each other. We had a panel on my channel on DTV, Dimensions TV, and it was great. And I'm really pleased to be with you today.
Likewise, Mark. And you're the man on the scene over there. Well, any direction you want to go, but just to brief our viewers, what's been going on in the EU side of things? What's been going on in France? Could you give us a briefing on all that?
Well, France is one of the headquarters for satanic powers that be, like Macron's and his clique over here, and they're just the Fourth Reich's antennas. Fourth Reich being the United States, of course, and yesterday I guess was the celebration for the D-Day. It was a famous 666 because 2022 is 3 times 2 equals 6. So, June 6, 666. So there was a ritual, a bloody ritual going on in Nigeria and the church. 21 people were killed, 21 blackjacks. So another ritual for those bloody massacres. They like so much, they gain energy from. So it's all about energy. And for the past 2 years, I think they've pushed the tyranny a little bit too far, but I think what's ahead of us is going to be much worse than what we've experienced so far. And everybody here is like on vacation. They feel like they're off the hook with the totalitarian police state, which is not the case. It's not because the mask mandates are not here, and all the stupid injections and shot mandates are seem to be gone. I like to recall and tell people that there's zillions of people who can't work or are out of work because they refuse the injections, and this should give you a hint when a lot of medical people have given up their jobs because they don't want to get their poisons in their veins. So that should give you a hint, even among doctors. It's a weird atmosphere. It's a weird it's a weird segment in our history. We should take advantage of this time actually these days to plan for what's ahead of us. And we know what's ahead of us because Klaus Barbie Schwab has been writing us his plans along with this Frenchman who co-wrote the book The Great Reset with him. The Great Reset and Reset is like the Horus,
the Egyptian god. Yes, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, I saw that on Facebook the other day, and it rang a bell. Of course, Seth, a celebration for Seth, Seth being Satan as well. So it's what's been going on here on my end. I put together a movie, two hours and 53 minutes, I think it lasted. I wanted to do a really short one, but I put together so much information about the connections between the ET, the exogenous, the extra dimensional influence, and this plan with injections, with the black goo, with Satanisms, with possession of the soul possession and so forth, and the soul harvesting, that I had to do over 2 hours of a movie. It's called Coronex Files, Recycling or Liberation or something like that. So it's in French. Lots of it is in English with French subtitles, but I'm looking for someone who would be willing to add English subtitles to it. It's really a major movie to me. about the ET influence over the actual plan and the agenda.
Well, we need to hear that, because there are still many that feel that this is, we're only up against power mad bankers, that is just power mad bankers who happen to be Satanists, who happen to, you know, be into all this horrific evil stuff. Can you give us a synopsis of what the theme, the major hypothesis of the documentary is about?
It's basically the puppet masters. I'm describing them at the end towards the second part of the movie, but the first part of the movie is really showing what the non-human connections are dwelling within the plan, that the agenda they've been showing us, like predictive programming, you know, for example, the 1992 Barcelona Olympics ceremony. I'm showing a few minutes of this, and they've been showing us everything throughout history, you know, not only in science fiction, but I'm also showing a few science fiction movies along my documentary. So and where those technologies are coming from, where those rituals are coming from, all linked to predictive programming, and what alliances are being used to get their objectives achieved. So I've mixed other videos. I even have Mike Adams for a few minutes, you know, his demonstration about the 5G technology and the graphene and the nanotechnologies inside the injections, and what the Chinese agenda is behind it, to control all the people who were injected through the 5G towers. But that's throughout Europe. I think Huawei has a lot of towers in Europe as well. I don't know about the US, maybe also in the US. What about Australia? Do you know if Huawei, the Chinese manufacturer of 5G towers, have implanted a lot of those towers in Australia?
Some places in Australia have far more towers than other places. Victoria has a lot of 5G towers, compared to the parts of New South Wales that I'm from, right? So it really depends on where you're at, but some have far more than others. And when I mean more, I mean there'll be three towers all within the space of, say, two football fields, side by side, like lined up, and they'll be right by like a shopping center, right? Or they'll be right by a children's play center, or right by a school, or something like that. And when you drive along the motorways, you'll see them along the road. And like I said, some places they're far more frequent than others. I mean, you don't even have to drive far. You just keep seeing them over and over and over. So some places are going to get hammered a lot more than other places.
And a farmer in France, I forgot which region it's in, but he got the authorities to turn off the 5G towers because most of his cattle died next to it. So, but it's not going to last for long. They put the thing on hold, and they're going to turn it on back on anytime they feel like, you know. So it's basically a movie dedicated to life. It's pro-life. It's basically pointing out what the conspiracy, the real conspiracy behind this whole farm, this zoo we live in, is meant for, which is harvest, produce energy, and harvest energy and souls. So it's all about that. And at the end, I'm giving solutions on how we can track back those monsters, those creatures, those hybrids. I'm talking about NPCs as well, because NPCs have a very important role in this game that we're in. Actually, we're in a game. We're in the Truman Show, and the Cannes Festival. I don't know if you saw the movie banner. It was written the Truman Show. The Cannes Festival, the 75th festival. It's the Truman Show movie banner. You know, when Jim Carrey walks up the stairs towards the door outside, you know, to get out of the Matrix, basically, you know. So that's everywhere. They're showing us what we're trapped into, and they're in denial when we point it out, you know, to people.
The tyranny is through the roof. It is completely inhuman. The fact that it is so anti-life, it is so anti-human. More and more surface level, as I call them, podcasters, researchers are starting to catch on that there's a non-human element behind all this, because either the human race is hell bent on destroying itself, or something else is going on. Right? Because the ones who are hell bent on destroying us, they're the ones telling us that we need to go through this great reset. We'll have nothing and be happy, right? Obviously, they're not going to be affected. They don't worry about their carbon footprint when they're flying around in their jets and what have you. So clearly, there's a class divide at work, the haves and the have-nots, and they want to strip the have-nots of whatever left of private property and freedom we have left, right? And the more we look at it, Mark, the transhumanist agenda, the Baphomet gender bending agenda, it's particularly a problem in your country, where you have the mass migrant invasion, where just so many migrants are openly committing violent crimes, gang rapes, and what have you. And there's never any justice. There's never any accountability. An argument, a cogent argument can be made that they're being goaded into doing that. They're being encouraged that you can do whatever you want. And, you know, we have your back. You won't get in trouble for it, right? And I do believe that that's part of a big part of this anti-human agenda is they're going after the major demographic races first. And it's clear to me that they see largely the Caucasian white race as the main adversary at this point. They want to replace the Caucasians with as many migrants as possible, generate all this hatred and vitriol towards the white race. First you demonize them, scapegoat, then you just wipe them out. And it just shows you how truly racist they are, because they don't see the other races as being a threat to them. They only see the white race. Generally at this point, they want to make it a point of getting rid of them through this mass immigration. And so I wanted your thoughts on that too, because it's clear to me that, you know, all political correctness aside, when you bring in such a large amount of people from other cultures who don't have the same values as the natives, the European natives, they don't have the same values, the same cultural values. They're much more extremist and much more violent, right? And they're being encouraged and goaded in that direction. The people have been disarmed for the most part in Europe, so they're essentially defenseless to all of this. But it feeds into the louche harvesting of the fear, the rage, the violence. And I like your thoughts about that, because the anniversaries, right? You just talked about the Normandy invasion. I mean, the irony. June 6, 1944, they're going to free Europe starting in Normandy, right? And then you look fast forward today, well, what freedom are we talking about, right? So, yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there. Would like your thoughts. Go anywhere, any direction you want on that.
Yeah, so it's all about social clashing, and we're steering up louche that, you know, the people will turn against each other. So for the past 2 years, it's been the unvaxxed versus the vaxxed. So it's been gearing that way. And now that they're slowing down the vax campaigns and so forth, which will come back after the next stupid virus pandemic, the monkeypox, the moneypox, or the whatever next pandemic they'll think of. It's all about fear mongering. So it's all about fear mongering when you clash cultures like this. And right now the trend is to welcome Ukrainian refugees. It's all about politics. It's all funded by Soros. And Ukraine is the former Khazaria. And the Khazaria mafia is the one that created Zionism, which also put forward Nazism, which I call Zionist. I mix both words. It's one ideology. Basically, it's all about power and control of the people. So we can talk about this ideology because it goes farther than politics. It goes into the space fakery as well, which is also showing us that there's no limit to this farm, to this zoo, which is totally I would say there's no proof that there's no limits to this Truman Show. When you see the ISS fakery and you see the Thomas Pesquet, who is another Freemason actor in France, who's you know, playing it like he goes up there on the ISS, comes back and goes on all the shows, and he's the hero for the youth that is, you know, is going to be injected in September, because they're trying to implement the vaccine mandates for all the youngsters from, I think, six years old and up in September when school goes comes back. So it's going to be a terrible this clashing, social clashing is all orchestrated, engineered to steer up rage and frustration and so forth. And you know, it goes with the and it's not only about the white race. It's because you see they put forward the Ukrainians who are white. So it's not only a color based a clashing program, you know, social clashing, because you see the British supporters for Liverpool, for example, the European League soccer match in Paris at the Stade de France, they engineered a clash with the English supporters. You know, so they call hooligans. They didn't have tickets and so forth. So it's all about lies, and it's orchestrated in order to push forward facial recognition, which is what the program is all about. It's about surveillance. France wants to be the new China, and the rest of Europe is going that route as well. So it's all about the people's control. When you see in Shanghai, for example, over 2 months of the lockdown, how can you lock down with a zero COVID, which doesn't exist, because you know, you had Christine Massey on your show. I did host her as well. It was a great show.
I didn't have her. I didn't have her yet, but you had her. Oh. People should really check out the interview Christine Massey did on Mark's show.
Yeah, and she showed there's actually no purification, isolation of the any so-called SARS-CoV-2 virus and any virus whatsoever, for that matter. So it's all about propaganda, all about fakery, all about trickery, and all about the NPCs that are all around us. I never knew until for the past 2 years that there was that so many fake people around us until up to now. What can be more clear than this big pandemics for the, I mean, they've been, the lies are so big, you know, they have to use censorship to hide them because the lies are so big. And people who still believe in a narrative that is so poor, and I mean, based on nothing but propaganda, with those white coated fake doctors who are actors, most of them actually on TV. I mean, they have no coherence whatsoever. So yeah, it's all about loose production. It's about energy steering and harvesting, and it's really, really helped, supported and possible, made possible because of all the NPCs and organic portals around us, and all the perverts who are actually at every level of society functioning as the little, you know, chiefs of whatever, wherever they are, they're the chiefs. So they're being followed, and it's based on stupidity. It's a pandemic idiocracy society, and everything is used to keep people under control, and with the most incoherent program that I've never ever seen in my life. And I never thought I was going to live this through this up to now. I mean, what do you think of the NPC factor? I think it's a major factor.
It is a major factor, and how they just roll with it. Because I've heard them talking amongst themselves where they'll say, well, now they're saying it doesn't really give you immunity. You can still catch it. You can still pass it on. Well, why are you taking it then? And why are you encouraging and browbeating and getting mad at others if they don't want to take it, right? Like, for example, there's one individual I know. He was browbeating his colleagues. This guy's a full-on commie, okay? Full-on commie. Browbeating his colleagues. He got the treatment. He got the boost. And now he's got heart problems, right? So, but he's still a believer. And the irony is that here he is browbeating all these other people, you know, because they want, you know, bodily autonomy and choice. And now he's got a bad heart, right? Because, and people try to warn him, right? But it just shows you that how much not only consciousness has been muted on this planet, but how they've steered it into this Bolshevik, communist, progressive mentality of just high emotion, rage, stupidity, anger, vitriol. And that's what they've done, is they've not just muted consciousness and made it virtually impossible for people to critically think. I was talking to a colleague about this recently, about how, you know, in the fifth grade, decades ago, in the 1920s and in the late 19th century, you know, the exams that fifth graders got were so complex and so difficult that a lot of people, a lot of adults today would have difficulty, right? That's how the degree to which they've dumbed everything down to the point where, at least in the past, they taught you how to critically think, critically analyze. Now they're saying, you think you're a boy, but you're not a boy. You're something else. You're one of 97 million other genders, right? And the fact that people can just roll with this, okay, if you say so. No, that's not wrong. That's not right. It's what they've done is they've pushed this Baphomet kind of Luciferian gaslighting agenda right in our faces. And they just know. They know the target audience. They know how dumbed down they are, that they'll just go along with it. They'll allow themselves to be stampeded off the cliff. And you know what's interesting too is, and thanks for bringing it up, because you talked about the 5G connection to the graphene. Because I just did this commentary, and it turns out that graphene is a big part of regenerative medicine, that they use graphene as a substrate, if you will, a template in which to regrow tissue, and not just any tissue. They can, you know, regrow organs, cartilage, sinews, muscle mass. And as the La Quinta guys have pointed out in Spain, it doesn't matter what type of shot people get, they all have graphene, right? And we know that electromagnetic emissions have a direct effect on the graphene. And if anything, what other researchers have found out, it seems to grow the graphene. So not only do they self-assemble when exposed to electromagnetic fields, but they seem to grow, right? So it just makes me wonder, you have all these people in various stages of going through the death process eventually, let's say. You have people already in the ground, they're dead. And I just have to wonder, Mark, what's the decomposition rate for these corpses? Starting from the very beginning of the rollout of the stabinations, what's the decomposition rate of those corpses in the ground? Because we know they're still sending out these Mac, Apple, Bluetooth signals, right? We know they're still sending out these signals. So what is planned for these corpses, as well as the people that are still alive in various stages of going through the death process eventually for many of them, right? So when they crank up the 5G, which is everywhere, like we were talking about, what's going to happen to the people walking around that are still alive in various stages of going through the dying process? And what's going to happen? Because I've seen these 5G towers right next to cemeteries, right? Hmm. So what's going to happen? Please.
Are they preparing us for a zombie apocalypse? Like the, you know, they've pushed so many zombie movies, you know, upon us and so forth. And even zombie drills in schools in Great Britain, I think, and also in the US, I think there's been drills for, you know, to prepare for a zombie apocalypse. You know, what's, I mean, they're opening, you know, hell gates.
Yes, they are. And, you know, one of our colleagues, Bernard Gunther, he's been following up the work of Thomas Mayer from Germany, and they've determined, this is something that we independently concluded ourselves, that there is a spiritual dynamic to the ingredients of these stabinations. So there's, when these people get stabinated, it's not just these toxic ingredients and nano operating systems and everything else that goes into them. There's a spirit to it as well, right? So there's that element. And then you look at the graphene combined with stem cell research, and people need to look into stem cell research, because with stem cells, they can regrow just about any part of the anatomy, you know, neurology, cardiovascular, muscle, sinew, whatever. If they have the right stem cell, they can do that. They use that. They've been using that in conjunction with graphene. So what's the end game with that? You know what I mean?
Where do you find the most stem cells? In the placenta at birth. And there's a big traffic going on with you know, not only organs.
You're right.
Actually, Ukraine was the center for organ stealing and
organ harvesting.
Yeah, harvesting.
Well, you know, I didn't even think about that, but you're right.
So going back to source is where, you know, a newborn baby is coming from, and they rapidly cut off the umbilical cord. You know, there's a purpose to it, so that it's disconnected right away from source at birth. And you know, and some mothers who are critical thinkers have given birth at home and take their time before they take off the you know the cord, but in order to nourish the baby and so forth. So it's a connection to source. I think they, in their plan, because it's an end cycle that we're going through right now, we're living through. They want to engineer copies. Copies of the reels, like Lotto Leon describes it, you know, the reels, like, you know, soul-bearing people, you know, walking on Earth, and they want to engineer copies of transhumanistic, you know, two-footed people on Earth in order to harvest the original energy coming from source. And as well as keeping them obedient and totally zombified, but what I don't understand is that most of those NPCs are like to vampires what rats and mice are, you know, waiting to get a human victim to feed off of with real blood. They don't produce much energy. Collectively, they do, because it's a hive mind, a collective energy. It's So, you know, the question that we want to raise, we might ask ourselves is there an AI that is artificial intelligence? Is it a hive mind computer, or is it something else? And how can they access it? How can we keep them from accessing this energy, you know, this hive-minded energy? Because they function through the hive mining and hive mining of people, don't you think? I mean, it's all hive-minded. The propaganda is hive-mind. It's based on AI. AI produces propaganda and even copies of real people on TV. I mean, some of them are not even human. They're robots. They're totally they're deep fakes. And they make him talk, you know, through the AI computer. So I don't know what you think.
Yes, that's a big part of it, because it's not just that people are being killed by these treatments, so-called, right? It's the aftermath. It's the ultimate disposition of what we call the soul, because we know that the ingredients include nano operating systems. We know they include these little weird Hydra thingies, synthetic Hydra thingies. So, which themselves seem to have a consciousness of their own. I mean, they lay eggs and they try to escape out of Petri dishes. I mean, so they're going to go to all the trouble, miniaturize it to nano operating levels, inject it into countless people. And then we know that there's a transceiver aspect to it, the 5G sending and receiving, because we know that the nano operating systems also are transceivers. They also send back information, right? We're just wondering what the end game is, because is it possible after these people expire, whether they become a zombie or not, whatever the case may be, does their consciousness wind up getting like trapped in some kind of never-ending Tron game or something? I mean, one can argue that we're already in somewhat of, we talked about the Truman Show earlier, we're already in something of a Tron simulation as it is now. This is a galactic pig farm on Earth. This is a big terrarium. It's a big slaughterhouse. It always has been for a long, long time, because these non-human beings, a lot of reptilians and other species involved, not just reptilians, and working through their hybridized minions, right? But what happens to the consciousness? Does it get entrapped into this beast-type AI system? Because we know that some of these ET races, the mantis beings in particular, they're particularly effective as far as utilizing interdimensional extraterrestrial technology to manipulate consciousness, manipulate souls. And we know from insider testimony that in places like Dulce and other underground facilities, the Department of Energy, and along with affiliated ET groups, have been working on bioplasma sciences, have been working on understanding the soul, for lack of a better term. Some of these ET races refer to us as containers, for crying out loud. Containers of what? Of souls or something. So they already see us as more than... They've muted our consciousness down to make us kind of this dumbed down, troglodytic type race. But on the other hand, they know that that connection to source, which you spoke of earlier, that there's some harvesting value to that, right? And you look at the way that the ideological creeds they've created, perfectly in line with the hive consciousness, like the leftist Bolshevik socialist mentality. It's all about rage. It's all about might makes right. It's all about just taking, from others, right? It's this hive consciousness is ideally suited as the next step in this AI transhumanist agenda. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it is. It's basically they want to, engineer half human, half robots, who are totally obedient, dumbed down, zombified, but still can produce energy, or maybe a lower type of energy that they can harvest and use as a power source. An AI or a computer needs a power source or energy to run. So maybe it is necessary for the AI demiurge god, for example, and his minions to collect the light power from true spirits in the system. That maybe that's why we got trapped into this this 3D system, in order to produce energy, a power source for this AI based technology, and that may be just a hive mind computer,
And you also look at how they've manipulated through genetic engineering and through mind control, mass mind control, all across the board with religion and with the socialism, a Bolshevik creed, how they've harvested all aspects, sexual harvesting, right? So we know the heinous evil things they do as far as sexual harvesting is concerned, all across the board, all ages are open season to them. All ages of humans, right? And so what they've done is their alien, essentially non-human ideology, creed, they've transferred it en masse to so many people in society who would already have taken on board this kind of hive mind parasite virus mentality anyway. So when Hollywood starts presenting this Babylon version of reality, which is their reality, and they make it seem like it's very trendy, very chic, something to be emulated, and many people do, and then they normalize all of this stuff. I mean, even people like us, Mark, who've been in this field for a long time, and we know the kind of heinous things that they do behind the scenes. Now it's increasingly in your face. Now what they're saying, and you're talking about the stem cells being taken from placentas. Now they're saying, now they're not even satisfied with killing a baby moments before it's born. They're saying, we want to have the option to kill a baby if it's 5 years old. That's still a woman's choice, but it has to do with that harvesting. It's not just the stem cells, but everything else that goes with it. Because we're seeing what's coming out into the open now is what's been going on sub rosa all along. But now it's everything that's happened in the underground bases and in these really highly secretive elitist places, Bohemian Grove, et cetera, now they've just come out and said, this is what's going on, and there's nothing you can do about it. You either go along with it, we're going to get rid of you anyway, and turn you into a robot or something.
Yeah, they're not even trying to hide their agenda. They're just saying it out loud and announcing it, and all the NPC parents keep on torturing their kids in school without any objections, you know. So it's just crazy. This is an NPC run world, and it wouldn't be happening without the NPCs. Non-player characters in this simulation are the biggest perpetrators of this genocide, the ongoing genocide throughout the centuries. It's since our genesis we've been modified genetically, but also right now we're being modified, and even Pfizer and who else said it out loud that their injections are modifying our genetics, our genes, and they're saying it out loud, and people don't want to hear, oh, you're talking, you're a conspiracy theorist. I call it a critical thinker. What do you want? You know, do you want to know what's going to happen? Just listen to them. They're saying it out loud, what they're doing to us, and nobody reacts. It's just like, you know, it's just crazy. You see Elon Musk, I mean, the case for Elon Musk and who wants, with his Neuralink, where he hopes to implant chips in everyone's brains, you know, to connect them to the hive mind CPU, the computer central unit, and people don't have anything to say about it. They just, okay, let's go, just implant anything you want in my brains. Well, if they still have a brains, I'm not even sure, but and all those and the WEF, you know, the world. The WEF and world leaders, and they're making humanity merge with a virtual world reality, like the Zuckerberg's metaverse, and Bill Gates. We know what he wants. He wants to reduce. I mean, you're the carbon reduction are the humans. Actually, we are the carbon reduction program. So he wants to reduce. But that's let's go back to the illusion of the NASA program, because it's very important. It's all tied into the Truman Show illusion that we live in, and it doesn't mean that other dimensions and portals don't exist. I mean, stargates and extra dimensional gates and so forth, because that's what they're doing. They're opening gates, and well, no wonder Bill Gates is the in the center of the of the equation right now. With he has access to all our computers. There are Windows based Windows Gates. It's all about the portals and connecting other dimensions. And right now we see the disincarnated entities who are running the show here. They're running our thoughts. They're controlling our thoughts. They're implanting thoughts in our minds. And let's go back to the NASA program. Hold on, let me. Let's see. I'm gonna try to take you aboard the big show. Okay, here it is. The big show station, the studio, the movie studio, where everything is shot and to make you believe they're floating in space at a zillion miles per hour speed, and they're still drinking coffee without any problems. And when they run out of hair gel and hair lotion to make it stick up, that's when you can see the real fakery. Walt Disney partnered up with Wernher von Braun, Obert, and other Nazis through Operation Paperclip at the end of World War II to make up this NASA space exploration a smoke screen, which is called NASA, Nazia, because it's run by Nazi. And Walt Disney was also a Freemason, a pedophile, and in the parks, Disney parks around the world that are running a big child trafficking, because a lot of children disappear in Disney parks, no matter what they claim. That doesn't happen. It does happen. This is a big, it's like an underground base underneath the Disney parks. So everything is tied in. It's tied in together. Space illusions, the movie industry, the satanic Disney program with all the Disney figures, you know, archetypes that are developed in satanic rituals. this reality that has a grid above and below it, we're caught inside a grid, and it's like a prison planet. I have, you know, have to say it again. Nobody wants to believe me, but it's run like a prison. And go to Shanghai for the past 2.5 months and see if it's not a prison. You know, millions of Chinese people and foreigners locked down for no reason, no valid reason. And you don't call this a prison planet? So the illusion of the NASA is tied into the thoughts that we can get out of the jail and come back anytime we want, but only special people, you know, the Elon Musk, rocket, Crew Dragon, you know, a big reptilian hint there, the Crew Dragon spacecraft. And you remember his Elon Musk's car in space? That thing was so ridiculous. And himself mentioned that it was fake. It was photoshopped. Himself said it. he said it on his Twitter, which is he's trying to buy out. But anyway, and the people today are thinking that this guy is going to save the freedom of speech on Twitter because he's intending to buy it. What do you think? It's so stupid.
Well, I don't know if you ever saw the movie. It was an animated film called Heavy Metal years ago, and the soundtrack was a bunch of really good rock and roll songs. But it was an anthology of all these stories, and the main element was these green orbs, which spread all this evil chaos, right? It was like the Demiurge or the Wetiko, but it was in the form of these green orbs. And anyway, in one of those stories, there was an astronaut that was flying around in, you know, the outer atmosphere above Earth in a race car, right? And then you know, the parachute descends and it lands on Earth and he drives away. So the whole concept of a race car in space, that wasn't even an original Elon Musk idea. He got that from the Heavy Metal movie from way back when. So yes, the whole idea of NASA too is being a smokescreen as a cover for there are elements of NASA that really get into the heavy stuff, but for the most part, NASA is a smokescreen. It's a public relations facade. a deep cover for the deep black special access programs that are really going on. And like some of the players you mentioned, you know, Wernher von Braun, Herman Oberth, and people like that, Lammers, I think was another guy. These were people that were brought over from Germany after World War II and basically put in the NASA. And who was the director that has since, the guy who did Eyes Wide Shut?
Stanley Kubrick.
Stanley Kubrick, right. What Stanley Kubrick did was, in his movie The Shining, he put all these clues in there to let the people know who were switched on that the whole moon landing was a fake, right? And like, I don't doubt that deep black elements have gone to the moon. They just didn't get there the way they said they did. They didn't get there in this tin can, you know, that would never have made it through the Van Allen belt without the occupants being irradiated. Everything about the whole moon landing and all that stuff was nonsense. It was all filmed in a stage set, and Stanley Kubrick was the one that did the direction of that, right? And that's why the astronauts were so heavily mind controlled. People like Neil Armstrong just became a recluse after a while. Nobody saw hide nor hair of him. Other astronauts were suffering from a lot of missing time. They were suffering from a lot of amnesia because of all the mind control they were subjected to, and they were all 33 degree Masons or above, because you know they have the death oath secrecy thing going on, right? So they make sure that they get these Freemasons in there who won't say anything about what they know to be the truth, and when some of them start to get out of line, they'll just kill them, like what happened to Gus Grissom, you know, when they burned him up at Cape Canaveral, I think it was, and they just, you know, at the launching pad, the whole rocket caught on fire and they died, right? Well, apparently some of those astronauts were against all the BS. So that's just a convenient way to get rid of them. That's how they roll. So NASA has been a big part of creating this illusion for a long time. And it's all tied in with Disney. It's all tied in with, it is a big Truman Show. It really is. And the more people look at this, the more I look at it, I see it is a big intergalactic, interdimensional pig farm with the humans being the pigs. And I see these non-human beings working through their hybridized minions. The hybridized minions are the hybridized plantation managers, like the Hillarys and all of that. They're just hybridized scum that they need in semi-human form to do all this, right? To lord it over us. But and I'm kind of a glass half full kind of guy, right? I try not to see things in too negative or too dark of a perspective, but we will see we're already seeing a massive die-off, a massive culling of the surface population. That's not going to stop anytime soon. I believe that what we're also seeing, and I like your thoughts about this, because they're deliberately breaking down the distribution chains, they're destroying all these food processing plants and farms in America for a long time, but because the Bolsheviks had taken control of the Department of Agriculture. They've been going after you know, organic farmers and you know, raw milk producers for a long time. What do you see as far as you know, famine becoming an issue? Because one thing, just to make a quick point, one thing I know is that they will continue to use the same MO, modus operandi, that they have in the past because it works and they know people are dumbed down and stupid. And we saw the Red Terror when the Bolsheviks took over Russia and created the Soviet Union, and just the millions and millions of people they slaughtered and millions of people they starved to death, right? So I see a replay of the Red Terror, but this time they intend to do it on a global scale.
Right. Yeah, it's all about gearing humanity towards inorganic foods such as artificial meats, artificial vegetables. They want to destroy what natural life and organic life is about. So they want a totally AI-controlled environment, and even the foods that we were ingesting will be artificial. That's, you know, in terms, it will be like the movie Soylent Green, you know, with Charlton Heston. where the recycled old people actually, it was a more cannibal based type of food and pills that they were giving. And actually there is a capsule for what do you call it? Euthanasia. For that, if you choose to get killed, to die off, you can actually
euthanasia.
Euthanasia, right. Yeah. Euthanasia. There's a capsule called a sarcophage, like the pharaohs and so forth in ancient Egypt. There's a capsule that started in Switzerland and now is in Canada, where you can go in and they'll kill you. They'll euthanize you. And I don't know where you get recycled to, but I think it may be a one-way ticket to hell. I think souls will get recycled. They are being tricked again, but the next cycle is going to be even worse than this one. And, I don't want to see everything pessimistically, but when you look at the plan, the agenda, and the non-reaction of the people around us, you can ask yourself, what the hell am I doing here, first off, and why are these people so zombified and dumbed down? They have no reaction. Everything that you put into question, that you question, is a conspiracy theory. You cannot question anything coming from official sources. It's become totally ridiculous. I wanted to share something going back to NASA. Let me see. How do I share a screen? Let's see.
Yes, please.
All right. That's the one. Okay, you see it? Can you see it? It came from Hermann Oberth. We cannot take the credit for our record advancement in certain scientific fields alone. We have been helped. And when he was asked by whom, he replied, the people of other worlds. So people from other worlds could be aliens, extra-dimensional entities, any type of beings who are non-human. So the non-human presence is pretty much, being admitted by those Nazis. But, it may not be the thing we think about. Let me also share another screen here to show your viewers the connection between NASA, the illusion program of the Matrix, the Truman Show limits, and Satanism, the Church of Satan. Let me see. Okay, here. All right. I don't know if you can hear it.
Is that Anton LaVey?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Well, there is a direct connection, because Jack Parsons, who formed the Agape Lodge, was a disciple of Aleister Crowley's. And of course, Parsons, he worked closely with Dr. Theodore von Karman, who we know actually worked with alien technology. That's another whole other story. But Jack Parsons worked closely with L. Ron Hubbard, a known Satanist. Even his own son called about and said he was a Satanist, right? Now, this is how bad L. Ron Hubbard was. Crowley tried to talk Parsons out of having anything to do with L. Ron Hubbard. He thought L. Ron Hubbard was an evil, crazy guy. That's what Crowley thought, right? So, and of course, Jack Parsons formed the Jet Propulsion Lab in Pasadena, which is a big part of NASA. So right there, you have a warlock, a literal warlock, Jack Parsons, working with another warlock, L. Ron Hubbard, and they're deeply involved in not only JPL, but in the Babylon Working. Their whole idea behind the Babylon Working was to open up these big-ass portals and let the old ones in, as H.P. Lovecraft called them.
Right. Yeah, the horn sign is clearly Satanist. Here's another one too, but we're not surprised. Hold on. We are not surprised. Let's see. Showing the screen here.
Well, my cup is starting to float away.
let's see. Okay, here it is. All right. Well, we're not surprised coming from him. Elon bust. So, anyway, yeah. So let's go back to NASA again with the famous another new fake from NASA, the Mars portal, the Mars gate, you know, picture that was being shared all over. Let's see. You know, that's only, it's only 30 centimeters high. And, okay. Let's see, where is it? All right. And yeah, basically, it's a little doorway for the to make fun of, you know, whoever believes in aliens, basically, you know. Okay, here it is. Sorry about the screen share. I'm not a pro at that.
No worries. Neither am I.
Yeah, so a little doorway for little aliens that totally exist, like on Mars. So it's really this, I think this, you know, this, it's a threefold idea behind this fakery and fake photos that were, you know, taken on the Earth or, you know, photoshopped and so forth. It's a really, really small door. Let's see another picture of it. Yeah, you see the dimensions? It's ridiculous. It's like 30 centimeters high and 39 centimeters wide, and you know, it's just a small picture. Which, why don't they have high definition pictures coming from rovers? You know, remember the rover thing on the prisoner, that old series. The rover was the white ball that was catching the prisoner when he tried to escape the island. It was called a rover, and they sent rovers to Mars. And they call it Curiosity. And they show you pictures of a black hole. You remember that black hole picture that was ridiculous years ago, where they try to make you make it look like it was real? Let me see if I can find it again. Here. Yeah.
Some of the black hole pictures I've seen are ridiculous. They show a bunch of light pouring out of the black hole. What kind of a black hole has light pouring out of it? It doesn't even, like, it's an oxymoron, right?
Right. Right. Yeah, it's in French. Sorry, but you know, that's a slide that I put together because it was funny. Back in the days, I think it was 5 years ago or something like that, or 4 years ago, and so it could be anything, even a butthole, and an eye pupil. I mean, it's so ridiculous. The eyes of Sauron as well, you know. That was the fun part. What else did I want to show about NASA? Because NASA is critical. Because it's all tied into the industrial military complex, and NASA, the Nazi, is really the major smokescreen, but hiding a larger program. You know, black projects and I would say secret programs, because I'm not going to call them space programs. So yeah, don't be silly, you can trust us. So I mean the V is like basically the snake, you know, the reptilian snake coming out of the NASA logo. I mean, you can really see the V The V from the TV series V as well, where the reptilians then invaded the Earth and so forth. You know, let me see it. One last shot on NASA, and then we're done with it. If I can find it. What I was saying basically is that it's a threefold agenda behind this photo of Mars. If we say that the NASA has produced a fake, we're a conspiracy theorist. All right, that's the first one. If you say that there's a door, a gate, and an intelligent construction, a door built on Mars that is not natural, that could mean that there's an intelligent presence of aliens or ETs on that planet, you're also a conspiracy theorist, okay, that would believe in ETs. If we question the lack of videos or high definition photos, you know, recently taken on board of rover Curiosity on Mars, and I mean, you pass for a conspiracy theorist. And all three, in all three case scenario, you're a conspiracy theorist. You cannot ask, you cannot question, you cannot criticize, you cannot provide a critical thinking about anything official coming from one of those Nazi institutions like NASA. So it's really an illustration. It's really showing us what the post-truth era is like. Like, you know, fake news can be produced, and you don't have the right to question it. Otherwise, you're an idiot, basically. You know. So in those three case scenarios, you cannot criticize NASA's photos. Why NASA? Because it's totally reptilian based. NASA is. So it's based on a lie. Okay, last one here. All right, National Academy of Space Actors, and the V sign is really the snake, the snake bite. So that's all what it's about. It's a major fact that all of NASA astronauts or Freemasons, so they've, you know, taken the allegiance and taken the pledge to their lodge, you know, the Shriners with Buzz Aldrin and all the other ones. I mean, you know, I hosted Edgar Mitchell on one of my UFO dinner events, and he didn't tell us much except that he was raised in Roswell. That's funny too. He was brought up in Roswell, and of course he was a Freemason. And you remember that video by, what's it called? Astronauts Gone Wild. Astronauts Gone Wild by, what's his name? Bart Sibbles, I think. Sibbles?
No, I never saw that. Well, what is it?
You remember? So basically that journalist goes after every astronaut, former astronaut that has landed a foot, you know, on the moon. And he makes each one of them, one after another, pledge on the Bible, swear that he really set foot on the moon. So, you know, I forgot. Buzz Aldrin, I think, you know, hit him with a big right hand. Edgar Mitchell kicked him out of his house. And you can hear his son's voice, who died since. And Edgar passed away as well later on, saying, Pop, you want me to call the CIA to have him whacked or something like that, you know? And you hear what he's saying, and the guys are in the car running away. It's funny. It's all scripted. You know, it's scripted. But why would they script something like that? Like, you know, the whole team goes to film, you know, get footage and get each astronaut has set foot on the moon. And each one of them is not warned that a journalist is coming to ask him the question. You know, they're all under a heavy CIA, NSA, NASA surveillance. I mean, all those astronauts are, and they wouldn't be notified that a guy is going to ask them if they set foot on the moon next. You know, it's all scripted to me. It's scripted. What, you know, and what's the purpose behind it? You know, to show us that they never set foot on the moon, but they let this guy ask them, each one of them, one after another, the same question without being notified that he would be coming over. They look surprised, you know, It's totally ridiculous. So there's a double agenda, a twofold agenda behind it. Like I said, it's to make people believe we never set foot on the moon; it was not possible. And NASA is a smokescreen. But then again, it's hiding the black programs behind it, and you know the deep underground bases are never even discussed anywhere publicly. So there is not a space program, but a black program that is about extra dimensional travel. I think that's what it's all about. That's why they're opening portals with the CERN facilities in Switzerland and in South Africa. There's a CERN everywhere in the US, in China. There are several CERNs around the world. You know, they're opening portals. I mean, the Higgs boson, what happened to it? They discovered the original God particle, and what did they do with it? Nothing. It's not about the God particle or anything like that. It's not. It's that hadron colliders are made or designed to open portals. That is so obvious. What do you think?
Yes, I think that will happen if they use two giant counter-rotating magnets and a very high energy. It will have an effect on what we call the fabric of space-time. I mean, things are going to happen, right? Things will be opened, whether intentionally or by accident, something is going to happen. So, and I think that actually it's intentional. I think now is the time that they're going to bring in the old ones, if you will, that H.P. Lovecraft talked about. It. These types of operations have gone on with magical workings all along. In one form or another, there was the work that Dr. John Dee and Kelly were doing, the four watchtowers, right? The Enochian magic they were doing. There was the aforementioned Babylon working, opening portals. And that's what these warlocks and adepts do. They open portals, it's essentially what they do. So now they're just doing on a grand scale. And one of my friends who... she goes around clearing houses of unwanted entities, unwanted spirits, and closing portals is one of the things she does. I've had her on my show. She talks about how she has that etheric, you know, second sight, right? Third eye vision. And even before the 5G was rolled out, she was saying even the 4G towers, there was all these weird dark energies and entities swirling around them already, right? So now they're going to roll out the 5G, and the 5G towers are everywhere. That's going to just change things radically. I mean, I think there's a biblical element. I can't remember what verse and what chapter it was in, but something about people going mad because they're going to see so many demons around them. And there was another verse, I think it was in Isaiah, something along the lines of, people will wish for death to come because it'll just be so evil and so scary in the end times. And I think that's what they want to bring about. That's part of the big harvest, if you will. So anyhow, we reached the end of the first segment with our guest, Mark Gray. Mark, can you give our viewers and listeners information about your websites?
Yeah, it's basically freedomufos.com. You can find me on there, and you can find me on the DTV Dimensions TV page on freedomufo.com, freedomufos.com.
Yeah, so we'll have all of the links for Mark's various platforms. And for our viewers and listeners out there, if you like what we do, if you believe in what we do, please go to thecosmicswitchboard.com, sign up, become a member, and we'll see you at the top of the member segment.